Now, the word whistleblower brings to mind danger, living in the shadows, being a martyr to some and perhaps a villain to others. For Bradley Birkenfield, becoming a whistleblower meant a very public fight to expose the corruption of the Swiss banking system and serving jail time. Tonight he will address an audience at Queen's Riddell Hall. Our reporter Eve Rosato went to meet him.
I was in Switzerland. We did different things there under the law of the Swiss Constitution. So it was legal in Switzerland. The problem was that they had lied to us about when we left Switzerland to market outside Switzerland, in this case, the United States and Canada, to go and get high net worth people to put their money in Switzerland and invest with us. The bank was lying to us and ultimately hid a document in our intranet that contradicted everything we were doing. So when we came across it by accident, I confronted the bank on this, and that's really where it all began.
And nobody else came with you? You went alone?
I did. I went alone, and I went alone for several reasons. One, because I didn't want to bring anyone down with me in that situation. It was much too precarious, and it was very dangerous as well, because what happens is a lot of these folks had ties to Switzerland much longer than I did. They were married. They had children. They had a UBS mortgage. They had a UBS car loan. They went to the same UBS schools. So you can see that was a tight-knit family or a boys' club, if you will, whereas I was a single man there doing my own thing, saying, wait a minute, this is wrong, and I have to report this, not only internally to the bank, but when they covered it up, then I went to my own government in the U.S.
And so you then did have to serve jail time. You were in a federal prison. I was looking at some of the other people that have been in that prison. There were crime bosses there. There were violent criminals there. What was that experience like?
Well, you have to understand, in your audience, it's important for them to know, I was the only banker to go to jail in the entire financial crisis. Think about that for a second. I mean, that's a very important fact. And when you say that, you say, wait a minute, he's the one who came in and gave us the keys to the kingdom, exposing the largest tax fraud in the world, yet he's the only one who goes to jail. But when I was in prison, it wasn't a real prison. There was no fence, there was no prison cells, it was bunk beds and so forth. But there were some interesting people in there, which actually, quite frankly, was like crime 101. You would talk to everyone and learn about each other's crimes. And I found that quite interesting, because I tried to help people and get their appeals done and file petitions and so forth, because most of these folks didn't have money and they didn't have good legal counsel. So it was a very interesting dynamic. The U.S. justice system is not about justice. It's a business. It's about putting people in jail, building more prisons, more guards, more uniforms, more meals. This is multi-billion dollar industry.
Someone sitting at home who works, say, for a government agency or a huge bank or whatever it may be, and they feel like they have seen wrongdoing and they want to step outside and expose that, what would be your advice to them?
Well, the first thing would be is to contact me. I mean, you can certainly go through my website, lucifersbanker.com, where I've written my book. More importantly, I think it's important to help people understand what it means to be a whistleblower, to get the proper legal advice, to get the proper media coverage, to make sure that you understand what's going to entail this crusade of whistleblowing.
I was reading a little bit about the psychology of whistleblowing. When you were in the middle of it and you came back to America, how was that impacting you personally?
Well, it's an interesting question. I grew up in Boston. I went to a private military university for college, so I was always prepared for fights, and I always liked a challenge. So I knew what I was doing, and I knew that it brought on great risks, but I knew that morally this was the right thing to do. I gave up everything to do the right thing.
There you go, courageous man there. And Eve Rosato was speaking to him. Bradley Birkenfield, he's giving a free public lecture at Queen's tonight.